This is Rabbi Nathanael Broen, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey. Recording for Friday, December 21st, 2018. We will finish Vav Amud Beis 6b, third section, from Amar Rav Nachman to Havayada. This is the blue text on your source sheet. So we begin. Amar Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman says, commenting on our discussion of Edus Miuchedes, right, where it's one witness here and one witness there, they don't see each other. Rav Nachman says, Edus Miuchedes Sheira Bedine Mamonos, that when it comes to monetary law, right, that is a good set of witnesses. If one sees a loan, right, if I'm in this window, you're in that window, and we witness the loan, even though we can't see each other, we form a set of witnesses, we can, right, force payment. How does Rav Nachman know? Dechsiv, right, the proof text that Edus Miuchedes doesn't work, that one witness here, one witness there doesn't work, is Lo Yumat Al Pi Ed Echad. You don't kill based on the testimony of one witness, and then we decide that one witness doesn't really mean one, because it can't be, that's obvious. So it means one here and one there, they don't see each other. But that Chumash is talking about a case, Lo Yumat, we don't kill, we don't put to death, Bedine Nefashos, right, in capital law, in the laws that regard the soul, Huda Ein Kshera, that's where it's no good. But you infer from the verse, Aval Bedine Mamados, when it comes to monetary law, Kshera, it is good. Right, and that's actually a pretty decent inference from the verse. The verse is only talking about capital punishment. Doesn't work there. But when it comes to monetary law, it does. So Maskev La Rav Zutra. So Rav Zutra now says, whoa, wait a minute, Rav Nachman. Ela Ma'atav, that's true. Then it works in Dine Mamonos, in monetary law. Bidine Nefashos Tatzil. In capital law, it should save the life of the alleged, right, perpetrator. Why is that true? No, that's not so simple of a question, actually. All right, so let's take a step back. If it never works at all, if it doesn't work in Dine Nefashos, and it doesn't work in Dine Mamonos, right, so then that's it. It's never testimony. It doesn't work. And finish, end of story. But once I'm willing to accept it in Dine Mamonos that I can combine, then I should, once I see it somewhat valid, I should use this as an excuse to save the perpetrator in a capital case. It says Rashi, because we're always looking to save the life of, right? The system is skewed that way. We're always looking to save the life, to not put somebody to death. So if we have a concept that we can combine these witnesses, so we should use it, again, not to put somebody to death in a capital case, because that you clearly can't do, but we should use it to save the life of the, right, the perpetrator. Alama tznan, but then why does it say, huvehein neherugin? Right, why does it say that in the case where we have two people in window A and two people in window B, they can't see each other, and they see Reuven kill Shimon, and then the first set guess who's on, they weren't really in window A. The perpetrator gets killed because of the people in window B, and the witnesses who were not by window A get killed because they get who's on. But why don't we say, says Rav Zutra, in that case where there's two witnesses, right, not that they came to testify, and then two of them became disqualified. Let's disqualify the whole set. Right? Why don't we use that as a life-saving technique for the perpetrator? If indeed it works in Dine Mamonos, if it doesn't work at all, right, then it can never be used as a tool to save the guy's life. But if it works in Dine Mamonos, let's at least use it here to save his life. And we see from the Mishnah that that's not true. And the Gemara says, Kasha, that's a good question, right? And we leave it as a question. The Mishnah stands. It's a decent question why we don't use it. And we live with the question to learn another day. Okay, continue. Rabbi Yossi Omer. So Rabbi Yossi, the Mishnah said that No, not anybody can give a warning. The two witnesses have to give the warning themselves, right? There's a formal requirement, as it were, that the witnesses give the warning. So Amar Rapapa Labaye, Papa says to Abaye, Umi Islay the Rabbi Yossi Hai Svara, right? Does Rabbi Yossi really have that Svara, Hai Svara, that logic or that learning? Does he really believe that? Now they're going to bring you a mission of Atzlan where we see clearly Rabbi Yossi doesn't believe that. He doesn't require the two witnesses to give the warning. Atzlan, right? We learned Rabbi Yossi Omer, Hasone Nehrag, Mipnei Shehu Kemuad Umusra. Rabbi Yossi says that this is a case of somebody claims accidental murder. Right? So somebody's clearly dead. Somebody clearly killed him. But he says it was an accident. I want to go to Ir Mikla. I want to go to the city of refuge. I didn't do it on purpose. Now, he's claiming that, but it's a well-known fact that in this case, right, Reuven, who quote-unquote accidentally killed Shimon, is claiming it, hates him passionately, can't stand him. Everybody knows it. He's a sone. He hates him. And Rabbi Yossi says this, that when the sone, when the guy who hates the other guy, right, when the hated guy is killed, so the one who hates him is killed. We put him to death. We don't accept the claim that he's an accidental killer. Mipnei because shehu kemuad umusra. We assume it is as if he is looking to kill, and we assume that it's as if he's already been warned. When a guy who really hates another guy accidentally kills someone, we just don't believe it, right? When the guy's laying dead on the ground and you hated him, we just assume that you killed him. But what you see from there is Rabbi Yossi does not require some kind of warning, right? Here Rabbi Yossi says it's as if he's already warned. There's no formal requirement for warning. The Gemara says, so Amalei Ahu Rabbi Yossi Ubrab Yehudahi. That's not the Rabbi Yossi of our mission. That's a different Rabbi Yossi. That's Rabbi Yossi, the son of Yehuda. Ditanya, we learned in a Braisa, Rabbi Yossi by Yehuda Omer, that Rabbi Yossi, the son of Yehuda, says, as opposed to the Rabbi Yossi in our Mishnah, Chaver ein tzarech hasra, that a learned fellow does not need warning, right? Which means that warning is not, you know, a formal part of this process that is required. Rather, right, in some cases, like the case of a chacham, a chaver, you don't need the warning. Why? Lefi shelo nisna hasra, ela lahavchin ben shogeg lemezid. Hasra, the warning is only given to distinguish between accident and purpose. Right? It could be that somebody doesn't know it's really prohibited. So the warning is given to say, listen, you should know that this is really prohibited. Otherwise, maybe the person didn't know. But when you have a chaver, when you have somebody who's learned, they know it's prohibited. And therefore, they don't need the warning. So that, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda says, right, warning is required in certain cases, but it's functional. It's to make sure the person knows that what they're doing is wrong. Whereas Rabbi Yossi in our Mishnah seems to see it in a much more formal light. The witnesses must give the warning. That's just part of the process. Okay, the end of the Gemara, again, picks up on the end of the Mishnah. Right, davar achar al pishnayim edim. Another thing that we learn out from the pasuk of, from the mouth of two witnesses, shelo tehei Sanhedrin shama mipiad meturgeman. Right, the Sanhedrin, the court, should not hear testimony from a translator. Rather, it should be directly from the mouth of the witnesses. So Gemara tells the following story. Hinahu la'uzi. Right, Loaz, right, is somebody who speaks a foreign language. So you have these people who are speaking a foreign language. Also the comment, the Rava. They came before Rava. Right, Rava is now they're going to be the judge, and they are going to present their stuff. Uki Rava Turgman Benayu, and Rava said, right, sets up a translator between them. And the Gemara asks, Vehechi Avad Hachi, Hechi, how could he do this? Vehatzna, we learned in our Mishnah, Shalotehe Sanhedrin Shamat Mipi HaTurgeman. Right, Sanhedrin, the bait in the court, cannot hear from a translator. That's a good question. How did Rava do it? These Lauzi came. Poor Rava should have sent them to somebody, who maybe spoke their language. You can't put a translator. You need to hear testimony from the witnesses themselves. So the Gemara answers, Rava made the Habayada Mada Havu Amre. Rava made that he knew Habayada, right? He was aware Mada Havu Amre, what they were saying. The Ahadurehu Delo Habayada. But the Ahadure, to respond, he did not know. Meaning Rava understood what the witnesses were saying. Right, like very often people can understand a language, but they can't speak it. So Rava understood this language. He heard the testimony directly from the witnesses and understood it. The translator was only there so that they could hear what he had to say. And in that way, right, Rava's actions are justified and don't violate this rule that you can't hear testimony indirectly through a translator. That concludes our learning for today and this week. Please come back. Join me on Monday.